Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, it is 6 o'clock, so I will call this evening's Planning Commission meeting to order. Can we have a roll call, please?
Commissioner Berlin?
Here.
Commissioner Buchanan?
Here.
Commissioner Roof?
Sorry. Here.
And Commissioner Sackerson?
Here.
And Vice Chair Maravilla?
Here. Next is our flag salute. Commissioner Berlin? Thank you. The next item on our agenda is an agenda review. Does any of our commissioners want to revise the order of our agenda items tonight? Great, thank you. The next item is community comments and suggestions. This public comment period is an invitation to members of our community to present issues, thoughts, or suggestions on matters that are not scheduled on this agenda. Comments should be limited to those matters that are within the jurisdiction of the Planning Commission. Members of the public may provide public comment remotely by raising your hand in the Zoom meeting. Do we have anyone here that would like to provide public comment? There's no one in the room. Is there anyone online that would like to provide comment?
If any member of the public on Zoom would like to comment, please raise your hand. Madam Chair, there are no raised hands.
Thank you. We'll move on to written communications. I don't believe I saw anything, but is there any other written communications or correspondence that we need to know about?
Not for today.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Barreling on to consent agenda then, we have items 7A and 7B, which is their approval of minutes, and the consideration of time extension for 23-001 for a conditional use permit 21-001 and lot merger 21-001. Do we have a motion to approve the consent agenda?
I'll make a motion. Yes, I'll make a motion that we approve the consent agenda, item 7A and 7B. Do you want us to do them one at a time?
Together.
Okay. 7A and 7B then.
I second the motion.
Do we have any discussion? No. Can I have a roll call vote, please?
Commissioner Berlin?
Yes.
Commissioner Sackerson?
Yes.
Commissioner Buchanan?
Yes.
Commissioner Roof?
Yes.
Vice Chair Maravilla?
Yes. Consent agenda has passed. We'll move on to item 8A, which is a public hearing item, which is a consideration of amendments to Title 16 of the Arroyo Grande Municipal Code regarding a safe parking ordinance, Development Code Amendment 23-001. Mr. Perez, do we have a staff recommendation or report?
Yes, just a quick update from staff. So a public hearing notice was published to present the draft ordinance this evening to the Planning Commission. However, staff determined that we're not comfortable bringing forward that ordinance quite yet. We're still working with some important stakeholders to address the comments we got from City Council when we held a study session with the council back in March. So continuing it to our next meeting would be staff's recommendation. And if you have any questions, I can answer those at this time.
Great. Do any commissioners have any questions down here? No. Do we have any public comment items or comments on this item? And no one in the room. Is there anyone online that might have a public comment for this item?
If any member of the public on Zoom would like to speak, please raise your hand. Madam Chair, there are no raised hands.
Perfect. Well, then I would motion that we continue the public hearing date of this item to the next commission meeting, which will be on May 16th. Do I have a second?
Second.
Can I have a roll call, please?
Vice Chair Maravilia?
Yes.
Commissioner Buchanan?
Yes.
Commissioner Berlin?
Yes.
Commissioner Roof?
Yes.
And Commissioner Sackerson?
Yes.
Perfect. So we will hear this in 2 weeks then? Great.
That's correct.
Thank you. Number 9, non-public hearing items. We have our election of chairperson and vice chairperson. Do we have a staff report or anything on this, or how exactly do we go about this business?
So, this can be as formal or informal as the commission would like it to be. You're selecting the chairperson and vice chairperson that would serve for the next year until March 2024. The chairperson is responsible for presiding over the meetings, kind of maintaining order and ensuring that the meetings are being run in accordance with the bylaws established for the Planning Commission. And then the vice chair essentially acts as an alternate in the absence of the chairperson. So typically in the past, the commissioners would nominate one another and we can vote on it and then repeat the process for the vice chair.
Okay, so we do it one by one then essentially.
Yeah. That's correct.
Okay, great. Thank you.
So I'd like to nominate Jamie Maravilia for chair.
I'll second that.
Thank you. I will accept the nomination. Super awkward. I guess, do I call a vote on myself then? Okay.
We can do a roll call.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Commissioner Roof?
Yes.
Commissioner Berlin?
Yes.
Commissioner Buchanan?
Yes.
Commissioner Sackerson?
Yes.
And Commissioner Maravilia?
Yes. That feels super awkward to do, but yes.
May I ask if anybody wants to volunteer to vice chair? Looking over this way.
I will. I'm happy to do it.
Right, I'm going to go ahead and nominate Bruce Berlin to be vice chair.
I am happy to second that nomination. I guess we'll do a roll call on that as well.
Commissioner Sackerson?
Yes.
Chair Maravilia?
Yes.
Commissioner Buchanan?
Yes.
And Commissioner Roof?
Yes.
And Commissioner Berlin?
Yes.
I believe we're done with that business now. So congratulations, Vice Chair.
Thank you.
And thank you. I appreciate your confidence in me, and hopefully I will learn to get better at this as we go on. Awesome. Do we need to have any public comment or anything on that? I should have asked that before we voted, but okay. Would any members of the public like to comment on that? No one in the room. Anyone online?
If any member of the public on Zoom would like to speak, please raise your hand. Madam Chair, there are no raised hands.
Great. Thank you. And sorry about that. I should have asked before we voted. All right, item number 10, notice of administrative items since February 21st. Does anyone have any questions or comments on any of the administrative items?
I did. Pardon me, I'm new at this Planning Commission stuff. So I just curious, first of all, thank you for the items so I understand what kind of things you guys are looking at. And so, since these are falling under administrative items and approvals and things, some of them, I assume most all of them are looked over by the planning director and determined if they what route they need to go, if they need to go a route, is that my general understanding? Or they don't need a route other than a formal explanation of what you did.
Yes, that's generally correct, yes. Some of them are approved directly by myself as the director, and then they're sent to you for basically to be noticed and for the public to look at them. Some of them are appealable, and okay. So
just as, again, just as a general, because I didn't dial down into any of these at great length. I saw the titles of them. If the general public wanted to get more information about these, they could come to City Hall and ask for more information about the particular project?
Yeah, Commissioner Berlin, I'll jump in here. So each of these are representative of the projects that Brian himself has approved since February 21st.
Okay.
And so procedurally, the way that it works is we inform the public and the Planning Commission about those approvals, which gives the Planning Commission the opportunity to appeal any of the decisions that they want to look at, also the public. And so because we haven't had a meeting since February 21st, these four approvals haven't taken effect yet. So that's why the appeal period's all in tomorrow. They've kind of been sitting out there since then.
Yeah.
But yeah, at any point in time, the commission or the public can appeal any of these decisions, and we can go into those. Each of the projects were reviewed by a staff member in conjunction with the director. And so as you can see here, the statements below each of the approvals reflect that the appropriate findings are made in each of the relative municipal code sections. So that's sort of how those got on the agenda there.
Yeah, appreciate it. I just was looking for general education to the public about what we're looking at with One Fell Swoop is a kind of a backlog of projects that you've looked, not a backlog, that's the wrong word. The last several months, these kind of projects have come across your desk and you've vetted them out and either approved them or sent them whichever way they want to go. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. The municipal code lists types of projects that don't require public hearings. Any projects that you folks hear would require public hearings. So those are more of the conditional use permit type, but some of the more minor stuff is delegated to the community development director.
Perfect. Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. I think that was good education for all of us. Do we have any public comment on any of the administrative items on the agenda? None in the room. Do we have any online?
If any member of the public on Zoom would like to speak, please raise your hand. Madam Chair, there are no raised hands.
Thank you so much. All right, we'll move on to commission communications. Do we have any correspondence or comments by any of our planning commissioners tonight?
I do. I wanted to thank the city. I don't see the staff who helped me here today, the clerk and the assistant clerk, with attending the academy. Thank you, Bruce. Yes, I learned so much being new to this. I'm really appreciating all these opportunities to learn about our role and how we can better serve the public. We had a keynote speaker that was really inspiring, and I think we all kind of came away with a sense of purpose and commitment to helping steer our city. And I just really appreciate the opportunity. It was excellent. And I wanted to thank staff for their work in setting it all up. It was all nicely like packaged and ready to go so we could just participate. And so I just wanted to give my appreciation. Thank you.
That's great. Thank you so much. I agree. I didn't attend that particular training, but all those training opportunities are definitely appreciated by us all. Do we have any other commission communications? Nope. All right. Do we have any staff communications this evening?
Yes, just a couple. Brian Pedrotti, Community Development Director. We have a couple updates. We do have a general plan update kickoff meeting coming up in May with our consultant. That process will start to get underway. In the past week, we had a series of actually two community meetings for the Halcyon Complete Streets Plan. One of them was a community meeting last Wednesday, and both were located at Harlow Elementary. And we had a pretty good turnout for that meeting. About 30 folks showed up. And it was mostly a meeting to provide input on the new draft plan. And then the next night, we had a stakeholder meeting there was an original stakeholder group when we did public outreach back in 2017, actually. So those folks were invited again for more of a kind of a conversation discussion about the plan. And in particular, there is a couple focal points with the plan, one being the intersection of Fair Oaks and Halcyon, which there was we wanted to get input on a roundabout versus a traffic signal. And then secondly, there was a focal point at Farrell Avenue, a discussion on about left turns out of Farrell. One option was to restrict, one was to keep it open. So we have some really good input on those. We'll wrap up some of that input that we've received, and we'll be going to Planning Commission with the draft plan and then on the City Council. So that's an update on that one as well.
May I ask what the rough timeline would be for something like that?
We do plan to have Planning Commission in June, and then with a plan to go to City Council in July. And then, and that would be the planning portion of it. We also have then, we've received a number of grants, including an $8 million grant for that project. And so implementation, we hope, will occur right after, we'll go into design work and then eventually construction. We're hoping 2025-26 is when we will hopefully complete construction.
That's great. Is there, there's no like end date on the grant. Is it just like, does it have to get done before a certain amount of time? Okay.
There's definitely an ending on the grant. We have to keep timelines.
Pretty tight.
It was an ATP grant from the state. And so yes, we'll grant administration will be a nice healthy part of this as well.
Yeah. In terms of the general plan kickoff, do you have a date for that? You said May.
May 10th is our tentative date right now.
Okay. So in about a week?
Yeah. Okay. And that'll just be staff with the consultant, just kind of going through, again, kickoff meeting, looking at refining the schedule and all of that good stuff.
Awesome. So we should see some more items in concern with the general plan coming to us, like at the latter half of the year, probably.
Right. I think the first step was getting together an existing conditions report, starting the visioning exercise. So some of that will be coming to you as well.
Perfect. Thank you. Do we have any other questions from commissioners? Great. 17 minutes. I think we can call this meeting adjourned.
Efficient.
Iron fist right here. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.